The news in touch with your world. I'm Orchid Seer. Good afternoon. Reserve Bank drops repo rate and Chamber of Mine threatens more legal action against Zwane. There's some relief for consumers as the repo rate has been reduced by 25 basis points. The Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee decided on the cut, taking the rate at which the central bank lends money to commercial banks to 6.75%. This means the interest rate is now 10.25%. Delivering the MPC statement this afternoon, Reserve Bank Governor Lesecha Kganyago said the inflation outlook had improved a great deal since the last committee meeting, but that there are still risks.
And the MPC assesses the risks to the inflation outlook to be broadly balanced. Although the rand has been relatively resilient, it remains vulnerable to heightened political uncertainty, global monetary policy developments, and possible further credit ratings downgrades. On the positive side, it is supported by a sustained narrowing of the current account deficit and positive investor sentiment toward emerging markets.
The Chamber of Mines has issued an ultimatum to Minister of Mineral Affairs, Mosebenzi Zwane, to withdraw the proposed moratorium on mining licenses as issued in the Government Gazette yesterday, or prepare for another court battle. The Chamber released a statement this afternoon saying it's taken legal advice on what they deem unlawful action by the Minister. They say the effect of the notice is to pave the way for the minister to issue a further notice to prevent the issuing of new mining and exploration rights, which will have a negative impact on investment in the sector. The DA has reiterated its call for Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba to step down. Party supporters gathered outside Treasury's offices in the Pretoria CBD this afternoon to picket against the capture of the Treasury by the ANC and the controversial Gupta family. Mareka Vermaak was there.
DA leader Musi Maimane addressed a crowd of supporters before the offices of Treasury and severely criticised the ANC for enabling and allowing state capture.
The ANC has sold off the dream of South Africa, and in the process they are selling us off. Down, ANC, down! Down! They are united behind Smolanyana skeletons. It's better to say they are united behind the skeletons of Atul Gupta and his cronies. That's who runs the ANC.
Maimane, accompanied by provincial leader John Moody and Mayor Solim Simanga, also lashed out at Minister Gigaba, calling him a puppet and saying they won't allow Treasury to also be captured.
We are here to say we want the 1.4 trillion rands of South Africa to be given to the people of South Africa, not to the Guptas, not to Atoll, not to Dubai, not to Jacob Zuma, not to Duduzani, not to Gigaba. Down with corruption, down.
Your top story at this hour, Reserve Bank Governor Lesecha Kganyago has announced a cut to the repo rate by 0.25% to 6.75%. You can reach us via email. Send your mail to news@ofm.co.za.